Business Bunker with Paul Andrews.
Good afternoon. Welcome to the Business Bunker Show here on 100.2 FM, 95.1 FM, Freeview 277 and online at bizradio.co.uk. You're listening to me, Paul Andrews, and the multi-talented Gemma Fairclough-Haynes, businesswoman, lawyer, mother of an entrepreneur, internationally famous speaker.
Oh, stop. I'll
blush. She's brilliant. You're brilliant. And thank you so much for standing in for the rubbishy Jewel Sirkin. Yeah. So thank you for that. If I turned your mic up, it would help.
Yeah.
That's better. Yeah. So Gemma's standing in for Jules, who's on another one of her many hundreds of holidays per year. I'm sure she's listening, because we'll get tweets from her in a minute.
Yeah, we will.
She'll tweet pictures of crabs and lobsters that she's eating for lunch, and paella and nonsense and bottles. So what do they drink in Spain? Cava.
Oh, is it cava? I don't know.
Yeah, I think so.
No, sangria.
Oh, yeah, yeah, no, but that's not Jules. No.
A bit more
upmarket. Yeah. Anyway, how are you, Gemma?
I'm fantastic. I've had a good morning.
Oh, yeah.
Got here on time.
You did. You were 2 minutes early.
Yeah, I didn't just
which is brilliant.
On-air button, so...
Yeah. You did. You've done everything. Yeah, cool. Hey, you've got a workshop coming up soon, haven't you?
I have. Shall I tell you about it?
Yeah, do.
So it's a webinar on the 10th of October at 10 o'clock, and we're going to be talking about employment law updates. So I haven't done this in a while. I normally speak at other people's events because that's much easier. But I thought it's about time I shared with our clients and anybody else who wants to listen about our the employment law updates, which have happened over the year, and things that we can expect in the next year.
Yeah.
Tickets are £60 unless you're an existing customer, and if you are, then email us and we'll give you a code.
Whoa.
You can book it on Eventbrite or send us an email at info@orchardemploymentlaw.co.uk. So if you've got staff, if you're a middle management, senior management employer, thinking about employing somebody, that's the place to be.
Absolutely. I mean, an employment law is getting more and more difficult every week, isn't it? Well, not for you, but for everybody else.
Well, you know what you know, don't you?
Yeah.
It's ever-changing.
Tell me about it.
Ever-changing.
Tell me about it. Gemma is my employment lawyer as well, and she's just got through writing me a load of employment contracts, and I haven't told her this. I've only had them, 3 weeks, 4 weeks?
Yeah.
I need to change them all.
Okay.
Everybody's gone, yeah, no, that was great, because when we gave them all out, we'd spoken to the staff, we'd done it all. Now they've all come back and gone, can I change mine? I've decided that I'm going back to university and I can't work those hours. Can I change it to something else? Yeah. So, yeah. Anyway, it's all good fun, isn't it? Or something.
It is indeed. Yeah. I enjoy what I do.
So. You do, and you're very good at it too. But, you know, for the rest of us minions that don't understand employment law, we really do need to. So get along to Gemma's workshop, because it is very worthwhile. Yeah, it could save you a lot of grief.
And money,
yeah, absolutely. Cool. We want to hear from you, though, the listeners. Do give us a tweet. You can tweet me at VanillaWeb or Gemma at Gemma Fair.
Hey.
Fair hay, yeah.
Yeah, because my name's too long to...
For Twitter. So tweet Gemma Fairhay or VanillaWeb and use the hashtag BBunker so that we can find your tweet, and we'll give your tweet a readout. And I'm going to start off with a couple of tweets. I've picked my phone up and they all disappeared.
We've got one from Jules. How did you know? We've got paella, seafood mix. Yeah, how did you know?
She's just so predictable.
Yeah, new husband prefers black rice. I prefer the normal, so we have to alternate. Valencia.
Right.
Yeah, it looks good though, Jules. Very good.
And what's she drinking?
Haven't seen what she's drinking yet. Jules, could you let us know what you're drinking?
Yeah, come on. We've got money on this. I'm saying it's cava. Gemma's saying it's sangria.
Yeah.
The lovely Catherine from Book of Wire has tweeted and asked for a Business Bunker shout out. Book of Wire, bookkeeping specialist. So big shout out for Catherine at Book of Wire.
Tracy Ferguson. Tracy always listens, doesn't she?
She does. She's a fantastic supporter of this show, and we really do appreciate Tracy.
Yeah. She's tuned in live today. She said, have a great show, Business Bunker.
Thank you. Tracy went to my place in Sheerness yesterday and had lunch.
Everyone's putting me to shame. I haven't made it that
You need to go over.
I'm going to go over.
The toasties are to die for.
Are they?
Yeah.
What toasties have you got? Bear in mind, I don't eat meat. What have you got for me?
Actually, there's a quinoa salad that's really nice, a quinoa salad bowl. But I'm going to tell you what they do. But you, do you know what? One of our best-selling toasties, this is a toastie, one of our best-selling toasties is banana and honey.
Really?
Yeah. And the other best-seller is Snickers, as in a Snickers bar,
yeah.
A Snickers and cream toastie.
What inspired that? Because it's not a usual toasty.
Sharon inspired that. Sharon, who's the manager at a coffee shop in Island Works, is a bit of a maven. I mean, we've got conventional toasties. Yeah. We do a breakfast. We do a sausage and bacon. You won't like this. Mm. We do sausage, bacon and egg breakfast toasty. We do chorizo and chicken toasty. And but there are vegan and vegetarian options as well, which tend to be just three slices of bread, really. and the occasional leaf of lettuce, I don't know. Yeah. But I actually, because I've been put on a diet again.
I remember the birthday cake, it was quite fruity, wasn't it?
It was my birthday cake, yeah. Yeah, my mother-in-law made me a birthday cake based on the fact I was on a diet. So the cake was just a pile of fruit.
Yeah.
But she put it together really well. It was really well put together, but it was a pile of fruit, which was lovely.
Yeah.
What was I saying? I can't remember what I was waffling about now. Anyway, so there's loads of food over there as well. Yeah. It's worth a visit. It's worth a visit just to see the place itself.
Yeah.
It's Island Works in Sheerness. It's a renovated church. 9.8 million to renovate it. It burnt down. It's a Grade 1 listed building. To call it a church is a bit of a misnomer. It's more like a cathedral because it's huge. It's absolutely huge. And we have a coffee shop, meeting room, event space downstairs and co-working upstairs. Yeah. Or on a mezzanine. Yeah. Lovely.
What about access to the place?
Sorry?
How do you get there? Is it like easy parking?
There's on-site car parking. We've got EV points if you've got one of those semi electric cars or a milk float.
Yeah.
and we're at about 2 minutes walk from the station.
Okay.
Yep. So, it's nice and easy to get to. It's the first place you get to when you go onto the Isle of Sheppey. As you come over the bridge, you turn left into. You think you're going into the docks, yeah? And you drive right up to the gate of the docks and then suddenly turn left and the church is there. Yeah.
Cool. Well, Tracy says I need to try the carrot cake blondie.
Yes, yes.
And that Sharon was lovely too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, all of the cakes are made locally by lots of different cake makers. And we showcase all the local cake makers on a regular basis there. Yeah.
Supporting small business. I love that.
Yeah. Yeah, one of the things we've tried to do, we've only been open a couple of months and we try to incorporate as many local things as we can. All the staff are local. They all live local. Most of the produce we use is local as far as we can do that, even the coffee. So, yeah. Ah, cool. The lovely Sarah Marsh Collins has tweeted. She said, yay, it's a Business Bunker Show, 1 p.m. today on Channel Radio. I'm listening. What a great lineup of guests. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, talk about the guests.
Now, that's interesting. I can't read that. I've got a tweet from someone in Hong Kong, okay? But they've tweeted in what looks to me like Cantonese, maybe Mandarin, I don't really know. Can't tell the difference. And when I pressed translate, it said, nice.
Oh.
So I'm not really sure. But thank you anyway. I tell you what, Gemma, do you want to read one of your emails or things? Oh, we've had a tweet from Custard Bird as well. I think we'll ignore that.
I haven't seen that one.
Do you know about Custer Bird?
No.
That was a Jules stunt.
Oh, okay.
She actually ended up writing a book called Whitstable Mum in Custard Shortage. Right? Seriously, work with me on this. And it started with the fact that she was trying to buy a tin of Bird's custard powder. Yeah. I don't know why she was, but every shop in Whitstable didn't have it. So she complained to the local newspaper that there was a custard shortage. And they ran it as a headline. Okay. Whitstable mum in custard shortage. Yeah. And interviewed her and everything. She managed to turn that into a book about silly newspaper headlines, basically. But the book is called, and it's still available, called Whitstable Mum in Custard Shortage. Yeah.
I will look that up. Actually.
Yeah, do.
That's the beauty of
it. It is quite funny. The book itself is quite funny. Yeah.
PR professional, she can get herself in all of these.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Okay, so let's read some emails. Oh, yeah. You might know about this. So, on the 21st of September, at the St. George's School in Broadstairs, are looking for 30 people from industry to engage directly with 30 students. And it's an initiative that we call Skills 3030, which started not 6-7 years ago now, Paul?
I launched it in 2015, yeah.
Yeah. Oh, gosh.
Not everything on this show is about the things I do, I have to tell you, but yeah.
But it's a brilliant initiative because it's actually not really, it's not about you at all, really.
No, it's nothing to do with me.
So this is, it's a networking session which helps students to build their confidence and gives them experience to develop conversations in a safe environment and enables them to meet a wide range of people from varying business environments. Now, I have to say, I've been along to several of these, and I always think I'm going along doing the students a favour and then come away thinking, oh, my gosh, I got so much from that.
Yeah.
So usually it's sixth formers, isn't it? It's not really.
It's normally sixth formers. In this case, it's year 10, which is GCSE. I'll explain in a minute because it's a special, this one, as well.
Okay. So so what usually happens is you have a variety of business owners, and then we get the students come over, usually in pairs, unless there's not that many of them, and they can ask you about your businesses and your industry, and you get to interview them, because when else do they get that experience? You know, usually in education, they just speak to teachers, their parents, their family members. And since doing that, I know there's been job offers given, there's been apprenticeships offered, there's been, and people have, I've literally experienced it where students have changed what they want to do. So you get the first, like, 10, I want to be a hairdresser. Nothing wrong with hairdressers, just saying.
Yeah.
And by the time they come round, they're like, I want to be a social media person. I want to do employment law. They literally have listened to the people around the room and realised how wide the world
Absolutely.
Is. Absolutely.
So, go on. So, Thursday at the crack of dawn in Broadstairs, and we're at the St. George's School. This one's a special. I'm doing it in conjunction, you'll like this, ladies, with the East Kent National Health Trust. And it's a healthcare special. The NHS, as you're probably very aware, struggles to recruit staff. So we're doing a special, Why You Should Work in Healthcare. It's not, I'm being supported by the NHS East Kent Trust. It's not just about working for them. It's about jobs in social care, healthcare, working with older people. I'm a non-executive director of AGK. So we're talking to people about working with old people, working with people with dementia, working in the NHS, working as a carer, working in social work. So it's a special where we're going to talk about the various careers that are available, and then the pupils can interviews. The reason that we're doing year 10 is because we've already done all the other years and they all loved it, so they invited us back to do the younger lot. Yeah. Before long, we'll be going to primary schools. Yeah, yeah. Do you remember?
It's not
do you remember?
Too early, Paul. Actually, to have the conversation, you'd be surprised how much a 10-year-old would know and want, and they do have aspirations, and we forget, because I'm a pediatrician, obviously, so this is my angle.
Yeah.
So they do have the sort of the capacity and the emotional, capacity to
absolutely
some of that information. So the sooner the better.
Do you remember years ago there was a TV program called Doogie Howser?
No.
Doogie Howser, MD.
Yes.
It was about a teenage doctor.
Oh, really?
This kid was so clever that he qualified as a hospital doctor at age 14. It was ridiculous, but some of that. So come along.
Yeah, so this is how you do it, because we will tell you about it and then forget to tell you how. So you just have to email hello@bizradio.co.uk. And you can book on. It's free, it's giving of your time, but I promise you it'll be time well
spent. It's good fun. It really is good fun. Since I launched it, we've had over 4,500 students do the programme in Kent. Some people ran some in London as well that were, they just took the idea and ran them in London. So I haven't incorporated those in my numbers because I wasn't there. So I don't know. We've done 4,500 students. I now do them, apart from the NHS Trust one, I now do them in conjunction with an organisation called the Education People. And the Education People is a wholly owned company of Kent County Council, and their job is to manage careers in schools in Kent and Medway. So I do them in conjunction with them, which means that we have no shortage of schools queuing up around the county to do this. So... obviously, they've only just gone back to school, so we won't start. The next one's at Hartsdown School, and then we'll book more from there. Yeah. I did have a funny one just before the summer holiday. The Valley Community College in Maidstone called me and said, would you come and do a 30-30 in our school? And I said, I'd love to, but there's a problem. And they went, what? I said, I'm banned.
You're banned from
the... I was expelled from there. And I said, I was expelled and told never to come back. And they said, when was that? I said, 1969. They said, we think you could probably come back now.
I think you'll be fine.
The ban's expired. Shall I read another one?
Yeah, please.
Okay. So we've got business in Maidstone. So if you're starting a new business venture Are you starting September with a new business venture? Try and put my teeth back in there. So if you want to join our startup September workshop, free sessions with Maidstone experts, they'll be looking at things such as business planning and funding, accountancy and tax, digital, social media, and plus a startup success story. Then there's a free workshop for Maidstone-based startups only. There's light lunch, what, free and lunch? Gosh, you know, you can tell I don't read these things beforehand. I get so impressed. Also on a Thursday, but this time the 28th of September from 10 till 2:30 at the Business Terrace in Maidstone. So the Business Terrace is up.
It's King Street, yeah. It's behind the big thingy on the High Street, job centre.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And you can book that on Eventbrite as well. Look for Start Up September Workshop.
Cool. Thank you for that, Gemma. Do you know what? I'm going to play some cheesy tunage. This is in homage to our first guest, Chinwe Udi. See what you think. See if you can guess the tune. Thank you.
Become part of our community to build your social media habits with workouts. Increase your brand's presence and engagement. Go to wedosocialmedia.co.uk.
Does your business have great customer service? Are you a successful small or large business? Are you creative or innovative? Whatever your business strengths, you need to shout them out. So what's stopping you? Enter the Kent Business Awards now. Get your easy-to-complete application form from businessawardskent.co.uk.
Talis Independent Financial Advisors can help you invest, organise your pensions, and even get you the best possible life insurance, mortgage, or equity release deal. Check out talisifa.com.
Jobsinkent.com, the quick and simple way to advertise your job vacancies in Kent, with prices from just £99 per job per month. Visit Kent's largest job site, jobsinkent.com.
Ah, right. Welcome back. Laying in the Arms of Mary. Did you see what I did there? Yeah. Did you like that? It's a nice tune, isn't it?
Thank you.
Sutherland Brothers and Quiver. Blimey, that was a while back as well. Hey, listen, this is in homage to our first guest. It's an absolute pleasure to welcome back onto the show after a break of being on last time, the absolutely fabulous Chinwe Ude. Chinwe, welcome back onto the show. Thank you for joining us.
Thank you very much, Paul. Thank you.
Right. Now then, we'll get the stuff out of the way first. You're a consultant pediatrician.
Yes.
Yeah. A very clever doctor lady dealing with children. Give us a little bit of background to that, and then we'll move on to what you want to talk about.
Yeah, so I'm Dr. Chinwe Ude. Yeah. I'm a pediatrician, but I'm also an entrepreneur and a founder and CEO for a health-based app,
okay,
which is called Health Mary, and I'm still waiting
hold
for
on,
someone.
Hold on. It's called Health Mary.
Health Mary, yeah.
Health Mary.
Thank you, Paul.
So I want
That's
you
brilliant.
All in the arms of Mary. Yeah. Here we go. Yeah.
Exactly. I'm still waiting for someone to ask me why that name, Health Mary.
I'll tell you what.
I'll give it a minute, and Paul, you can ask me.
Okay, right. Remind me. Yeah. Right. Hey, Chinwe, why is it called Health Mary?
Hey, I'm glad you asked, Paul. Yeah. Thank you very much. So I think Mary, isn't it, is a quintessential name, isn't it? It's that name that tells you everything you know about a typical woman who is all caring, all present, all nurturing, because this health platform is really about looking after women.
Okay.
It's something that is very, very close to my heart and comes from a background of experience, real experience, not just for me, but for people who are very close to me.
Okay.
And I'll tell you a little bit more. So basically, I was actually starting with a figure, all right? 15.6 million. Do you know what that is?
That's a lot.
That's a lot, yeah.
Yeah.
It's not pounds, though.
Yeah. Is it the amount of women? No, I'm not going to go there.
It's the number of women in the workplace in the UK.
Oh, is it really? I should know that, really, shouldn't I?
Yeah.
15.6 million.
We'll be quoting that next week. Yeah. We'll be like, well, there's 15.6 million in the workplace.
We're going to use that all the time now. Yeah, absolutely.
And that is 15.6 people in the UK who are putting themselves out there, holding up our economy, doing our bit, you know, but also a majority of those women are mothers, they are sisters, they are carers, they look after their parents and everything else.
That's an interesting stat that's just gone through my head, because that's almost half the entire workforce.
Yeah.
It's about 49%. Yeah.
Yeah,
wow.
Totally.
Yeah. Okay.
Right. Now, and then the other thing I'm going to put out there, and I don't mind because this is a personal journey for me, but from the time I realized that I needed a particular procedure for my own health and well-being to the time that I actually had it done, 3.5 years.
Yeah. Wow.
Right? And I am a woman in the workplace. I'm a high-functioning, professional, ambitious woman in the workplace, and I put everything I've got in my job. Mm. But it is technically really hard to prioritize our own selves when we're out there because, you know, I'm sure last time I was here, Jules said it's usually the kids, the husband, the dog, the cat, the the furniture, yeah, and then us, you know, like, yeah, we really have to, you know, because we're natural caregivers. And so during this process, I realized that I had been, you know, killing it at work, yes, but it could have been better. My journey could have been better. My health, my health seeking behavior could have been better. And what stopped me was those priorities, you know. And I was just thinking, oh, this feels a little bit like Muhammad having to go to the mountain. And then one day I thought, what if the mountain came to Muhammad?
Right.
And that's how Health Mary came to be.
Okay.
And Health Mary is a platform that brings health options, health services, and health professionals to the workplace, to the women in the workplace. And that way, we are able to access all of our health needs while we're at work. All right.
Okay.
And the model here is really based on another really, really important thing. That fear of adjudication, of being judged because you're struggling with your menopause, with your symptoms. Mm. You don't want to say that you're not feeling great and people might judge you. But no, Health Mary is a platform that we want employers to subscribe to,
right?
For the women that work for them, because we put ourselves out there all the time, and we deserve to be seen and valued.
Absolutely, absolutely. There is a whole movement about well-being at work, where more and more organisations recognise the benefits of that.
Yeah,
you know, in terms of minimising time out of the workforce, if you want to be non-altruistic about it, but you know, it is a big thing, and you know. It's an odd thing about life in the West in the 21st century. We have all these tools and things that are supposed to make life easy, but we're more and more stressed than we've ever been.
Yeah.
And dare I say it, more and more unhealthy than we've ever been, which is quite bizarre, really.
Because we kind of ignore, and not ignore, because other priorities take place. For instance, if I had to choose an appointment for my kid and my own appointment with the GP, and I have a really tight schedule, I'm going to get my kid seen, isn't it? And I put mine off for another few weeks, etc. So, but actually, one really important, this is the game-changing innovative behind Health Mary, is I'm asking the corporate world, the employers out there, to kind of put their money where their mouth is,
sure,
all right? If you say you value the women in your workplace, if you think that they deserve their place at the table, then this is a good platform to subscribe to for your workers. Mm. Last time I was here, I was here with Adele, and again, she's an absolutely inspirational woman, and she said something really important to me. Adele is my fitness trainer, by the way. Shout out to you, Adele, if you're listening.
That's Adele Martin.
Martin, yes. Yeah. And she coaches executive women through menopause, basically.
Yeah.
And she said something really important a few months ago to me. She said, it's usually by the time you're trying to get to the boardroom, you've come up your career, you're ready, and you're so experienced and so skilled, and you're about to hit the boardroom. That's when menopause strikes, okay? Mm. And then you are struggling, but a lot of women are struggling in silence, right? So we're bringing Health Mary into the boardroom, guys.
Right.
All right. And we're saying to people that, you know, we're not ashamed to say that we are women and we have health needs. We're putting it out there.
Yeah.
And I know people will buy it.
How does Health Mary help then? Just to break it down for people like me who've not heard of it before. So if I've got the app as an employee, what would I be able to do on that app?
So you will be able to find the best experts on whatever specialty you need. So if you need gynecology, if you need fitness trainers, whatever it is you need, you'll find them. You'll find them near you. You'll find them when you want to see them, all right? Mm-hmm. So I think, again, the challenge is fitting in these health appointments in such a way that it's responsive to your own schedule, right? So imagine this. So Adele is an executive in a bank, and she has, you know, heavy periods, or she has, you know, it's terrible period pains. Her company has just subscribed to Health Mary. She just goes on the app. She finds a gynecologist or a GP with menopause or in expertise.
Yeah.
And that GP is just around the corner from her office. Mm-hmm. She knows she can go for that appointment. Her boss is not going to judge her. They have provided this access to her. She pops up pops out to the clinic during her lunch break, gets seen, and then back to her desk. Or she logs into a telemedicine consultation, and she has it done in, 20 minutes? And then she's not worrying, she's not thinking about it. She can completely focus on her task.
So did you say that the employer would pay for that?
Yeah, they will subscribe for it.
Yeah, okay. Yeah. Which is great. Is it possible for a person to buy the app for themselves?
No,
it's a corporate app.
Because for me, the critical mission here is to break down that fear of adjudication. Because if I asked Adele to buy it herself, then she'll still struggle to access it, isn't it?
Yeah.
But this is breaking down that. And I think that is a game-changing aspect. And the uniqueness of this app is that we're taking it corporate, so to speak.
You want that employer buy-in.
Yes, exactly.
And actually what's happening is when people go for interviews now is they're saying, well, what are the benefits? Because, you know, let's face it, you've got inflation, costs of employing people are rising. Mm. And so when people go, well, what else can I do? It's not always about the money.
Absolutely.
It's not always about the money. It's all about the benefits you can get.
I think any CEO, any chief people officer out there who know what they're doing will absolutely identify with what we're talking about today. So it feels like I almost don't need to sell it to them. Mm. They would know the value of when your workforce feel valued, you know.
Yeah.
And this is a very, very affordable way, so if I may add, of doing just that.
Okay. And it's a fantastic idea, and I love the idea behind it. You're absolutely right. It's an employee benefit that will stand a company above their competitors because they're offering something interesting. I just want to come back to something you said, because it was something I got involved in a long, long time ago when I had a proper job many years ago. You mentioned about women getting to the ballroom and then suffering through menopause and other issues like that. Many, many years ago, I worked for a very, very, very well-known investment bank, and I was a very senior manager there. I was actually in charge of IT, so how I ended up with the project I'm about to tell you, I have no idea, but I did. One of the things they asked me to do was to find out why so many women quit and didn't build on their careers, okay, which now is fairly obvious, but back then it was a thing, okay. And we had loads and loads of incredibly talented women, bearing in mind that most of them were traders, they're trading equities or FX or whatever. Yeah. Really smart ladies, really gung-ho. And then they'd all quit when they were about 32.
Yeah.
And it became fairly obvious why they were doing that, because there's no childcare. They got to a point in their life where they want, without being rude, they're running out of time. Mm. They need to produce children, and that's how they're going to do it. And it was a massive problem then, that we were losing so much talent because of this.
I think it is still a massive problem now, Paul. Yeah. I'm sorry to say, it is still a massive problem now. And a lot of children, a lot of women are leaving the corporate world wanting to work for themselves because they need that space. But I think there is a future, a really big future there in the corporate world. Mm. And what we're saying is that, we don't have to give it all up. We should be able to, and we deserve, we really do deserve to get back, what we put in.
I think probably for the first time, there are some better solutions now to some of this, with the fact that a lot of people can now work at home and we have flexible working. But again, this is where your app can come in with something like that as well, isn't it? Because, one of the problems, and we've discussed this, haven't we, Jim, with remote working, is you don't see what state your employees are in. You don't know if they're suffering. You don't know if they're ill. If you're working from home, you don't ring in and go, I'm not coming in today. you're already at work, if you see what I mean. So as an employer, I don't see those employees. So I don't know if they're well or not. So if I give them an app, I can,
Yeah, exactly. And I think technology is something we have that we need to start using it for the greater good, isn't it? And a lot of people are doing that already. But that ability to deliver health services remotely is really very important. It's another shift in the health system, where we are all recognizing that we can't all leg it out to the A&E all the time or to the GP, etc. We need to be bringing these services. And mind you, health is really before you get unwell.
Yes. Okay? Absolutely.
Health is being well.
Yeah.
And so this is all about making sure that you have a healthy workforce so that your business is wealthier, you know? That's what it is all about.
Okay.
Is this nationwide, Taylor?
So we're pre-launch, actually. Okay. We're pre-launch. So I think what I'm actually looking to do is to pilot this. So if there's any companies out there listening who would like talk about that, pilot it and see for free, actually. I'm putting it out there for free, pilot it for free. Then get in touch. We're going to roll out big time. So, again, using this opportunity, if there are any investors out there who want to hear more, because this is going to be huge. It is already huge, but it's going to be huger, if I can put it that way.
Huger.
My ambitions for this is beyond, so if anybody wants to hop on the ride, then please, in whatever capacity you want, then let me know. The other really important thing is I am looking for talent. All right. I'm looking for.
Are we all?
Paul. Yeah. We'll see. If I need a radio broadcaster, well, and thank you so much for the opportunity, by the way.
That's all right.
But I'm looking for talent. I'm looking for people who are in tech development and things like that. So please get in touch. If you think this is something that you can work with.
Cool. Can I change tack a little bit?
Yeah, sure.
I love what you're doing. I see completely the rationale behind it and what you're trying to achieve. I just want to focus for the last couple of minutes in talking to you on the process of what you've done.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Of coming up with the idea. First of all, how did you come up with the idea? Was it a flash of inspiration? Was it something that was bubbling away for a long, long time that suddenly coalesced into something? Or did you wake up in the middle of the night and go, by Jove, I've got it?
Yeah. Like Eureka. No, yeah. Well, actually, it was a conversation with a friend and whose mom was going through cancer, being treated for cancer now. And again, just not accessing, services quick enough, etc. Yeah. And that's what sparked it.
Right.
And then I started thinking, well, how do I do this? Then I had to go and learn what I needed to do. So I joined a startup program where the idea was, and I was really fortunate. I had to pay for the program, but this team came around the idea and we worked on it and whittled it down. At first, I wanted to solve all the problems everybody.
Let's just do it.
But it was like really sort of tailoring it down. You were talking about mentoring with your 30-30 program, right?
Yeah.
Happy to, have conversations around stuff like that with the youngsters as well. But actually what happens is that, so this team, we kind of whittled it down, we built the prototype, we did the business proposal, the plan and everything else, and then before we knew it, we were ready to go. The idea was, it wasn't difficult to sell it to the team, really. They absolutely understood it, especially us women who were on the board, basically.
Okay. And the professionals that will be part of this app, your gynecologist, your menopause specialist, your GPs, whatever, have you talked to many of them? How have they responded to that?
Can't wait. They can't wait.
Right.
Yeah. Because again, a lot of them are women like us, who are
you speak
doctors,
for yourself.
Who are doctors,
and
who know the problem. We often see patients and we're thinking, God, if I'd seen you 6 months before, that lump is still there. And God, do you see what I mean? And they are all super excited about this and can't wait to kind of extrapolate it and roll it out. But like I said, the product is going love. We're going to roll it out. And yes, I'm happy to hear from people, really. Even if it's a word of support, whatever it is,
yeah,
it's such a positive thing we're doing, I think. So,
Okay, cool. So when do you think you're kind of going to hit the ground with this?
I hit the ground already, Paul. It's just a question of, it's takeoff time now, isn't
right,
it? Yeah.
Okay.
So basically, we are looking to sort of roll out in December.
Right. Okay.
So in the next couple of months.
Right. Okay.
And we're ready to go, really, but it's just, you know, if I can get the corporate people, anybody who would like to pilot it on their companies, that would be absolutely great, because then we'll roll out around December.
Okay.
Is it only corporate? I know you've mentioned. Is that your target audience?
Well, my target at the moment is medium to large size businesses, because you need enough female employees in there who to use access the app. But it has so much capacity to roll out in different other ways. Yeah.
Interestingly, a couple of months ago, I spoke at a construction conference. But it was a construction conference with a difference. It was talking about mental health in the construction industry. There's a massive problem.
Yeah.
572 suicides this year alone on construction sites in England.
Oh, no.
And one of the problems for the conference was organised by a not huge, but reasonable size, but not huge, construction company. Yeah. And one of the problems that they were identifying is that they have health rooms on site. They have people that you can go and speak to. But a lot of the construction industry are hairy ass blokes. Yeah. Mm. And the trouble with us blokes is, you know, it's only bleeding. It's fine. It'll be fine. Yeah. Yeah. It's getting bigger, but it'll burst soon. You know, where did that come from? So it's an interesting thing again, that there are a lot of businesses out there that are worried about this. They're worried about the health. I know most of them aren't females, but there are more and more women working in construction now.
Absolutely,
as well.
Absolutely. Yeah.
And there are companies out there worried about the health of their employees, and they're not all just big corporations either. You know,
I think the key thing is to tailor the delivery of the health service to the needs of people. So you can't put a clinic out in front of a construction company and expect the blokes to walk in. You have to present it in such a way that they can use it the way they want to, when they want to, and how they want to, and give them the options and flexibility there.
And one of the beauties of something like an app is it becomes more personalised.
It's in your pocket. It's in your pocket.
Yeah, because if you think about it, I know I'm talking about blokes and this is aimed at women, but there's some relevance here as well. If you've got a clinic there on a site and they go, hey, what's the matter with you? Have you caught something?
Yeah.
it's not nice, is it?
Is that thing popping now?
Exactly. Whereas if it's an app, it's personalised, isn't it?
Really personalised,
Okay.
And easy, really easy.
And we're used to communicating via apps with things now. Technically, it's a phone app. iOS and
worktop, not just phone, worktop. Okay. Because again, this is a worktop app as well.
Okay, so Android, iOS, and
Android, however you want it, you're gonna get it in your workplace. And that's part of the development, because I don't think this is a finished product yet. I'm not assuming it is. We'll have a lot of learning.
Okay.
We will respond to clients and what they want, and as we learn, we will respond. And there are health providers out there who will be extremely responsive. And by the way, one really important thing: the providers at the end of this app are highly curated. Okay, we are looking for the best people for our clients.
Nice one. I love it. Yeah. I really love it. Well
Thank
done.
You, yeah.
It's really good.
Listen, if people want to find out more about Health Mary, what's the best way to do that?
healthmary.co.uk.
Okay.
Right? And when you get on there, you will find links if you're an investor, if you're a company, or if you are a supporter and a user, just ping in. That would land you onto my Set More calendar, and I can have a deeper conversation with you if you want to. But yes, go on our website, and I'm looking forward to seeing all of you there.
Fantastic.
Hi.
There is a link to that on the Kent Business Radio website. That link will stay there forever.
Yeah,
so if you didn't write that down, it is there.
Yeah.
But it's healthmary.co.uk.
Yeah.
Correct.
Yeah. Yeah. Check it out.
Yeah.
It sounds good. Yeah. Check it out. Sounds good. Chinmay, thank you so much for that. And we wish you huge success with that.
Thanks for having me.
An incredible thing that you're doing. It's incredibly useful. You know, because you work in the NHS, but, you know, healthcare is a massive issue in the UK nowadays. It's really difficult. Yeah. Anything we can do to help that is a benefit, isn't it? And, you know, that's where we need to be.
Yeah.
Cool. Thank you. Do stay with us for the rest of the show.
Cheers.
We've got a few minutes before we join the newsroom, so let's catch up with some of the stuff that's going on out there.
Okay, I don't know what's going on with Thursdays, but Tunbridge Networking, we've got Third Thursdays Networking Tunbridge. God, that's a bit of a tongue twister. It'll be hosted by Hilden Heights Care Home. Bit of a theme.
There's a theme to this show, isn't there? You wait until I read the next tweet as well. Okay.
So Hilden Heights is a brand new luxury purpose-built care home located in the rural village of Hildenborough near Tunbridge in Kent, with 76 private ensuite rooms and state-of-the-art features and facilities. They provide the very best levels of care for everyone staying with them, which is great. Individual care plans and tailor-made to meet each resident's personal needs. Superb facilities and a diverse range of daily activities. So entry is free for chamber members, assuming that's Kent Invicta Chamber?
No, it's Sevenoaks Chamber.
Sevenoaks Chamber. See, that's why I had to ask, you see.
Yeah,
it's
all
in the details.
Yeah.
So, entry is free for Sevenoaks Chamber members, but if you are not a member, you can still go along for £15, and they'll be raising money for their nominated charities, which are Tree of Hope and West Kent Mind, with the business card draw. To find out more about that, you can have a look at this website, which is kentbusinessradio.co.uk/calendar.
I've got a tweet from the lovely Kim Stevens of Caring Kent.
Oh,
she says, hello, I really love heart, lots of hearts. I really love a loud shout out on the Business Bunker Show, please. We provide local home care services and we'll always arrive when we say we will. We look after people in their homes and we're looking for people to help us do that. Are you ready to help? Give us a call on Ashford 01233 619530 or email info@caringkent.co.uk or go to their website, caringkent.co.uk, and that's Kim Stevens.
Yeah.
Well, thank you, Kim.
Love Kim. That's good. Okay, we're going to move from healthcare just slightly. Moving forward.
Are we allowed?
Yeah, just about. we're talking about 2024. Like, it's only
blimey,
a
already.
Few months away.
Oh my gosh.
So, 12th of January 2024, we've got the Kent and Medway Business Summit.
Yep.
Yeah. That is usually at the University of
Kent. It is at the Kent Business School at the University of Kent in Canterbury. Yeah.
Yep. £10 to receive £10 the ticket price if you purchase before the end of September. And how can they book it?
If you go to kentbusinessradio.co.uk/calendar, all the details are there and there's a booking link.
Yeah, another good summit to go to.
It is. It's about the seventh year of the summit now, I think. Mm. It's an annual event now that takes place in January on the campus of the Kent Business School at the University of Kent in Canterbury. It's incredibly well attended. There's normally 400 or 500 people there. And it's a coming together of the public sector, government, local and national government, and business people to talk about the future and to talk about where things are going and where things are heading. I've been to all of the previous ones. They are always fantastic discussions. The way that it works is they may have changed the format, I don't know, but there tends to be round table discussions on different topics that you can attend, topped and tailed with whole presentations.
Yeah.
So all the people cram into one big hall and hear a couple of presentations, then you divide off and go to little workshops and forums where you can, but they're not talk at you.
No.
They're talking to each other. So I've chaired a couple of events. So I chaired an event on a couple of years ago on a disability in the workplace. Yeah. And we just invited loads of people to talk about, both as employers, why they would or wouldn't employ people with disabilities, what they needed help with in order to do that. And then we heard from some disabled people about their experiences, good and bad, in the workplace. So they're round table discussions that, you know, can really, and the thing I like about that summit is that they have note takers in everything and they write everything up and produce a report at the end that highlights everything that was discussed and action points to move it forward, which is really cool.
And I like, because it really does draw on the larger organizations as well as the the micro businesses. So I remember I've been to a few as well. And one of them they had, we talked about travel, didn't we?
Yeah.
Was it Southeastern some railway?
It was Southeastern Trains, wasn't it? Yeah.
What their plans were for us.
I remember that one because it was hilarious. It was really hilarious. Okay, they were talking about the railway network in Kent, yeah? And they were going, da 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 da. And then somebody sparked up and went, yeah, well, that's great, but why do all the railway lines run west to east?
Yeah.
And the guy went, what? And he went, well, if you live in Medway and you want to go to Tunbridge, you can't. We're going around in a big circle. And they went, yeah, yeah. Why don't we have railway lines that run north to south?
So it's good. And then I also remember them talking about how smaller businesses are integrating with larger businesses. So we've got Aldi who use local produce.
Yep.
I live in Hoos, they have Hoos spring onions, for instance, or apples from Raynham or something like that.
It's a really good event. It's certainly worth going to. Yeah.
When was it again, Gemma?
It's January, 12th of January 2024. And I think it'd be really good for you, Gemma.
Yeah, sure.
It would, actually. Yeah. It would, yeah.
And they have master's students and PhD students which come along, some of which have those tech ability, talent
That's
abilities.
That's right, yeah. I remember the last web meeting we went to. Were you there, Gemma? There was the brunch session. We had this Debbie from the Kent Business School did a really interesting talk, and you know, she really did get me
I can't remember her surname, Debbie. She's been a guest on the show. She's did the MBA program university.
I don't think I was there.
I can't remember her name.
Bless her. I
want to say Debbie Young. I can't remember. I tell you, one of the other things that could be a real benefit based on what you were saying earlier about attracting talent. Well, one of the great things about the Kent Business School is that they do what they call a talent transfer program.
Okay.
Where you can get students to actually work on your product.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And they do that in conjunction with the lecturers and other specialists. So basically, you can go, look, I'm developing this app. Is it, you know, have you got any full stack developers that want experience whilst they're learning? Yeah. But you don't just get the students, you get the lecturers and course professors as well. So you get a huge high level of expertise thrown in. I mean, sometimes there's some costs involved with that, but you know, compared Absolutely, to what you would do if you were hiring people and you've got an entire university department working on it, because they can go back and go, yeah, how'd you make this work then? and you've got like 50 people that will work on the problem.
In
the interest of fairness, I did have a conversation with Canterbury Christchurch University a few months ago, and they are also looking for businesses to interact with their students if you've got any projects that they can work on.
Because I've got tons and tons of spare time. Aga has just talked me into lecturing on their business program there. So I'm going to be doing lectures at Christchurch. I'm just a boy that can't say no. Cool. Yes. I want to tell you about this. It's an organisation called CARM, C-A-R-M, and they're a local charity. And CALM is Caring All Together on Romney Marsh. They're a local charity, and what they do is they befriend isolated communities. Romney Marsh is quite a desolate place. Not many people know this. It's the only designated desert in Europe.
Oh, wow.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Because we don't really think about deserts like that, do we? But yes, it is. And it's quite isolated and quite rural. And there are a lot of old people and isolated people that live out on the marsh. So CALM provide befriending people that, as volunteers that get to know people. And you can do it on the phone. You don't have to, you know, walk across the boggy marsh and avoid sheep to talk to people. So they're looking for more volunteers. If it's something you'd like to support, and I think you should, really, you can do three things. You can look at their website, calmromneymarsh.org.uk. That's C-A-R-M, calmromneymarsh.org.uk. You can email them at office@calmromneymarsh.org.uk, or you can call them on 01233 758 122 and talk about volunteering as a friend for isolated communities on the Romney Marsh. Right.
Want to do another one?
Yeah, go for it.
Go for it. So there we go. We're going back on health now. Da-da-da. Networking. See what we did there?
That's great.
So this
That's
is networking chart. Well, I'm on a bit of a fitness journey, guys, myself.
Are you?
Yeah. I've been going to the gym like 5-6 times a week.
Blimey.
That's amazing.
My personal little thing, no, it's not about me, but I was going to tell you my personal win this week is when I started the gym 7 months ago, I couldn't do 2 minutes on the step machine because I was so unfit. And I did 15 last night.
Wow. Congratulations.
The Stairmaster is my nemesis. I used to train with Adele and I hated that machine, right? Yeah. But she did break me into it in the end and I could do a few minutes on there, but that is
I look at her and I say, you.
Yeah.
So this is a little bit of me now. So the event welcomes local businesses and individuals to network face-to-face, offering an opportunity to build valuable business relationships whilst enjoying a lovely walk and talk. Mm. What we got there, we've got nature, we've got our mental health, we've got our emotional health, fresh air, and our physical health. The walk will take around 1 hour, which I could probably manage now after my 15 minutes of step machine, with lunch, and it's provided by Thackeray Williams Solicitors.
Yeah.
Meet outside the cafe at Chartwell, September 29th, 10:30 a.m. I don't know if there's a charge.
I think if you're a member of the Seven Oaks Chamber, there's no charge. I think if you're not a member, it's a couple of quid.
Yeah, but well worth it, to be out and about.
You get lunch chucked in.
It's cheaper than a gym membership, surely.
Yeah.
So, again, have a look at kentbusinessradio.co.uk/calendar, and you can find that before.
Absolutely, yeah. It's a clever idea, isn't it? Networking via walking. They do them at Knoll Park as well.
Again, feeds to the concept of bringing health things into your life rather than wanting to move away from your life to get to reach your health goals,
absolutely.
Isn't it?
Yeah, yeah. Absolutely. I've had a tweet from Kent Business Awards. Can you show a clear path to success? Could you be a winner at the Maidstone Business Awards 2023? To enter, it's easy to apply and there's loads and loads of different categories. So have a look at the website. Have a look at the categories. You can nominate yourself. It's businessawardskent.co.uk is the website. And it will. I think there's 12 categories. I should know, really, shouldn't I?
One of the judges, are you?
No, I'm a compere, aren't I?
Oh, so you can't butter you up then.
No, I don't get to judge. Mind you, I open the envelopes. I might lie.
Oh, yeah.
And the winner is...
The power in your hands, therefore.
So businessawardskent.co.uk is the website. Check it out. Check out the categories and nominate yourself.
Yeah. I think, can I just just talk about that a little bit more? So I've got a few awards, just a few. And I think it's really, people go, why would you enter an award? Mm. But aside from the recognition, it's really good to stop and take a look at your business.
Yeah.
And the questions they ask you that you might not necessarily ask yourself, and then clap yourself for the wins and give you something to work on. So it's a good process to go through.
It's also very worthwhile as a marketing exercise as a business, because it gets you a lot of credibility. It's validation of what you do, because you've been looked at by people that are incredibly credible and have gone, yeah, like your business, that looks good. So it gets you a lot of credibility, it gets you a lot of exposure, and it makes you feel good. And it also, your staff get some reward out of that as well, because they've been recognised by making it part of something bigger.
Yeah. And it's another excuse to buy a pair of shoes.
Exactly.
We always make
you don't need new shoes every award. That's why she's got so many awards, mind you. Is there an award? I need new shoes. I need to go in for an award.
I've just looked under the table. I can see her. Stunning.
I won't look under the table.
Cool. You can do one more and then we're going to join the newsroom.
Okay, we've got KBS Business Sound about digital transformation. Wow, that sounds sensational, doesn't it? So 21st of September, 5 till 6:30. Join us in person for an in-person event in Canterbury to learn from Kent Business School's academic Dr. Maria Bolter on how digital technologies can lead to enhanced competitiveness, productivity and performance. Maybe one for you again, Jim.
Yeah. That's a free event, if I remember rightly, as well.
Yeah. So to view the full agenda, have a look at kentbusinessradio.co.uk/calendar. And just go to kentbusinessradio.co.uk /calendar and you'll see everything.
All the events are there. And just on the thing, if you're running an event, a workshop or anything, just drop me an email. I'm more than happy to promote it on there. That's what it's for. Hey, listen, thank you for that, everyone. We're going to join the newsroom. When we come back, we've got another fantastic guest to talk to. We're going to talk to Roy Duto. And we're going to hear also from Katie Haywood from the Women in Business. Oh, the Women in Business Big Show. I've got to be so careful of that. It is not the Big Women Show.
No.
Right, let's join the newsroom. We'll talk to you again soon.
The Business Bunker with Paul Andrews.